La Crosse County is among the five that have received $60,000 grants from the Department of Children and Families, or DCF, for the Alternative Response Program. DCF Secretary Reggie Bika says the pilot project offers more flexibility between families and county human service reps than the traditional approach.
They have to make a finding of whether or not the child was or was not abused or neglected. Those findings then go on a permanent record that can prevent parents from employment. And there's all these requirements that really get in the way of doing good social work and helping families overcome problems.
Last year, around 100 children in La Crosse County needed protection services. Jerry Huber, County Human Services Director, says up to 60% of their referrals to child protection may fall under the new program.
These are cases that are actually screened in, meaning that there is abuse or neglect that actually has taken place. But we feel that it's not egregious enough that it doesn't necessarily need to have children removed from the home.
The hope, Huber says, is that they can keep such cases of child abuse and neglect from getting to that point by connecting families with more resources. Janet Holter is the county's child protection supervisor.
We'll be looking at all kinds of different things through family resources here, utilizing their programs, connecting with Boys and Girls Club, connecting with economic support.
Marathon, Eau Claire, Pierce, and Milwaukee counties will also take part in the pilot program, which kicks off July 1st. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.